Good
Good
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula chimincha tati terura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbeinu Taharenu No Ra Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dor Sheyechutcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sikatcha Tamid Tamlem Bet Tedresh Tzaditach Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Bet Kufbet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Ei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodeya Talumo Shin Kuf Bav We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We'll now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yoheh Waheh, Adonai Yoheh Waheh. El Rachum V'chanun Erech Apayim V'ral Chesed V'emet Notze Chesed La'alafim Notze Aon Wa'pesha V'chata'a V'nakei We'll now connect to the energy of certainty utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. This verse comes from Parashah Yitro. It's known as Pasuk 29. We'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkinte bitkinu urchinu udkinu udkinu urchinu leachta lashem yudhe bavavhe Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Elohimu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Konenehu Pasuk 29 Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Amatar Taneinan Bekucha Urihu koma de aved leila witata kola ihu kishot yovada dikshot velet lach mila bialma divaye barnash ledach yaleya mineya ulan haga beya kalana Hakulu Ovada Bikshot Inun Wikolai Spiri Bi Alma. The energy of this current year, 5780, as a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of shefa. The way we reveal the shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both energies. Tonight we will study verse from Leviticus chapter 13, verse 23. Queen Tachteha Tamod Abaheret Lo Pasata Sarevet Ashtin Hi Viti Haro Hakohen. But if the bright spot stay in its place and be not spread, it is the scar of the boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. And the energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. To connect to this energy, we study one verse from the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shatan takta willow yirgaz od willow yosifu v'ne abla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We'll next study the 72 names of God utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta he za yo ala da a a wa he he ya. Yo zala me be he he re yo he ko me la a wa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a no re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he la a pa wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za hey 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo hey hey shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me pe hey pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la pe re he me ta re wa me be yo hey hey anu wa me he yo na me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo hey anu a ka me pata hey hey yo anu da la hey wa hey me a yo ta la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me wa 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 ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da ta nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he she he me ka ka wa wa la yo yo he ta a la re yo ta a la me ta he ta he wa da la yo he yo she a la me nu he a nu wa ta. Me la he pe a yo, me nu ko me yo yo re la he be he me za re, wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo, da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa, re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left the seventh day. It's the 11th day of Sivan. Rabbi Yechi ben Moshe Levi. Rabbi Yitzhak Yaakov ben Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Weiss. Rabbi Yidl ben Rabbi Alter Yeheskel Horowitz of Zizivko. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Bloch. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is the Tikkuni Zohar class. And we have not studied the Tikkuni Zohar for quite a while. But you'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, which is in row 19, the second column from the left. When you open up the landing page, you can scroll down to section or class 62A. That will be our handout today. We will start with a L'shem Yichud. We will read the Aramaic, and then we will read the English. Does anybody have any questions? Hashem Yichud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu, Leakta, Leshem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, Yichuda, Shalim, Beshem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah, Mitzvah, La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adeinu kunenei aleinu maasei adeinu kunenei. Ah, la itamar bi'asara me'amrot. Nivara ha'olam me'ai. Bet ha'u chot bi'ascher. Ala v'hai nekuda ha'it la reisha v'amtzayita v'sofa v'ita v'yat talat yudin yud 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 t'salkin l'taltin v'ha'uchot v'et Talatin Tarin Taga de Alchot Yud Vaha Arvain Vatarin Lakabel Lev Halafikin Elokin Vyasar Amiran Vyatvari Behon Shemaya Yara Bekal Hilai Huon Vayera Elokim et Kol Asher Asa Dayuhu Raza Viyar Malicha Hashem Elu Uvhon Poalim Belavadesh Belavat Beoraita Dayu Iyom nakam belev yud membet atvan v'yikuk yud ke vav ke v'razad mila pichuli she'ari tzedek ava lam oda yud hei v'kalom it kalilan Tova ar sheva da'av aleph bet gimel yud tav tzadim v'chavaru amru le'ya me'ari v'tanaitin rabbi rabbi kama takifin avanin zarikat v'azdaz azu V'chon shemeya v'araya v'chivan v'airan v'ofin Kol ho b'racho u'mancho nachlo Lo le'ira'a v'kor sayao yika yari Yakira umalakin v'yofnim kalohu azdalazu me'avin b'ilicha v'alininun arba'a tori even v'kalho chad zakaya yayehu Me'andi afik Avanin elin Shalmin betzalotaya Be'arva tzalotayin Im tzalota Temusaf Be'alayhu itmar Avanim shalamot Kavana v'yayit aven v'yoraita v'yitamar v'avahaven Hazot asher shemati mitzvah yehiyeh Beit alafikin elokin v'yayehi mesitra Yamuda dim saita, saita mar beya, vizot hatora. Asher sham misha, diya yehudi yukna, diya liya, lialin avanin. Kol ho chad, milkot kadisha. Ayehi mistara v'shimala Itamar ba even shalama v'tzadik yihye lecha v'hai ayehi avana dimachat l'tzalma Tehot letor ravu malayat kolara mai umilat kolara elabegina itmar mila kolaret kevodu viala itmar aleven achat Sheva anin, dainun sheva roin. Kadishin vianun, sheva dekuryan, sheva nupin kalahu. Kalilan ba, teraza demala sheva. Shava Sheva Motsikot Vahai Even Ayahi Chimashi avanim dushavidod kirita viatavidu kohohad hadhuditir viikach daud samisha Haluki avanim min hanachal Sinun gadola gevura tifarat netzach Od bizchon shevach David lekutcha Berichu v'imar lecha Hashem gadola Gedola, the Hagavura, the Gumar, the Lane, Hamishi, Haloki, Avanim, Natil. Lomi, Hanechal, Dairu, Yasod, Hai. Almin bekad shavi lon bekirata Deayehi malkot malchut kedisha Itavidu bachad betava b'mitzcha Befal shita bekad yoli leya Vinun chamish Avanim deinun Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Wachad Shevilon Tebekirta Deayehi Shefi Defumya Tzarich Lemevad Lon Bakulu Achad vazamana dayit netzach Bakut shabarichu Kolomin dialma it kiayim Bechon ki az ahapok elamin Shefa barura lekara kalim B'shem Hashem le'avado shekem Echad v'hai shefa v'dai da shekina T'haki salkin t'chushvan shefi begin Haki kolomin v'alma atadin v'ishtavada Tehot Yad Yahi Ula Milka Lo Alayu Theo Min de Milka Bishika Lakayim Madit Mar Bayamal Hotu Become Shila Zakayu Mandanatir Hayamuna Silvaya Upumia Daudi Ayahi Amuna de Israel Vayahi Yehuda de Kutshabrihu Uva Michadin Israel de Kutshabrihu Tirein zaminin bekol yoma uzka'a ayu mandi ayuhi beemtsan amana titu begaluta elai dachil mealmin betatain divagina Itmar le'adam v'yenachi begin adin le'avadia u'shamara shamra le'avada bepikudim diasa ulshamira bepikudin dilatasi begindia yehi gan sadrin deoraita v'ayehi Adona deor yita Maioraita emuda deemsahita ayehi gandilia v'eden delilaya rabbi rabbi tom ischester escher Lahai keria rita, liaka is es far. The is far, lo beshefa, dilach behai. Avana de ayehi, galila. Mikol avanin devanina deoraita v'tzaluta ayehi even yikara. So the English translation. There is a hierarchy of fulfillments. Thoughts cascade according to their affinity to holiness, one above the other. The organization of holiness, whether it be the 32 paths, the 42-letter name of God, or the realized potential of connection, the stone that is poised, or the keys to Torah, all of this comes under the influence of the Shekhinah. Shekhinah is what enervates the entire creative process. It shows the links between above and below. And then once the awareness is awakened, it rises via these connections to become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As a result of this, the descending flows take place, completing this cycle. She is the precious stone, and with her did the first ones bind the hand strap of the tefillin in the Shema with the and you shall love in the mercy of love, which is Deuteronomy 6:5. And you shall love Yudke Bavke Elokim, or Elokeha, so that there would be love by her husband, and they would stop. As you can see, most of this is not translated. Essentially, what it's saying, as I understand it, and it's a lot because it's not well translated. The Shekhinah, which is connected to Malchut, which is the lower hay of the Yudke Vavke, has all of these different code words. I'll see if I can find them again, but you can find these different code words that explains the different levels of holiness. And that holiness has a hierarchy. And this section is essentially establishing for us the hierarchy in holiness, from how to arrive there, why the 42 name of God is holy, which we know, but where is the holiness of creation of that name within the overall structure of the Shekhinah, which by definition is the essence of holiness, the Shekhinah. Does anyone have anything to add or make a comment or want a question or we have enough time to do 62B as well, I believe. Let me take a look.
I checked the book just to be sure, you know, that maybe I hadn't printed a page, but it's exactly the same. What I didn't understand was that last phrase of the last sentence, so that there would be love by her husband. Okay, I can understand that. And they would stop. I don't understand, and they would stop. It's like it's not, the sentence isn't complete.
It seems that way, but it's talking about in the head to fill it, you have the four parchments all in one section. They're not separated. And the four parchments have different verses from the Torah. And there is a disagreement as to the order of those parchments, which verses go in front of one, others. But disregarding that aspect, it's describing the basic levels. If you look at Deuteronomy 6:5, which is the beginning of the Ahavta, you shall love with the love, the mercy of love, with Hashem. You shall love in the name of Hashem. And you shall love both Hashem when it's connected to Elohim. Or in this case, Elki-ka. So that there would be love by her husband, which is Zerantin, and they would stop, meaning there needs to be a pause in Zerantin so that the binding by striking, which returns the direct light to become returning light. And as it returns the returning light, it completes the 10 structures, the 10 sephirot, in each of the levels that it passes through. If you start with Keter in you, the light comes down to Chokmah. Well, the Keter has 10 sephirot. But to go from Chokmah to Malchut, there's only 9. So there's this lowering of the intensity of the light. And if you now go to Bina, there's only 8. And when you come down to the curtain, which is the something that stops the light from coming into Malchut. And what happens when you hit the curtain, it reflects back up. And so the missing pieces, the missing sephirot, have to be completed, because if we reflect back up to Chokmah, or we reflect back up to Bina, there's 8 sephirot, but the reflecting light has to add its 2 sephirot to complete the structure of the parsu. That's what it's referring to. How it flows from above to below. Is that a little helpful?
Yes, I'm trying to relate it, you know, to my experience about a week ago with returning, and, you know, it came to 20. And you helped me understand you gave me different letters. It was about the 72 name that kept appearing.
Right.
And then you sent me three letters back that were different, but had the same value. And you asked me a question about it, and I told you what I thought, you know, that it was 20 and it was cough, and you told me, you know, I told you returning light, direct light, returning light, and palm, and you said palm was manifestation. So I can't say I understand it, but I can say that I can see coming together, especially after seeing the Shekinah connected to the bird nest. And I can't explain it to you. So
it's not something that has to be explained. When we get into the depths of the study of the 10 luminous emanations, if we ever do, but if we get into that, it will all come together. Because we haven't really studied that there's this curtain that blocks the direct light from flowing into Malchut. Because unless you earn it, it can't come there. It can't flow into Malchut unless it's earned. Otherwise, it creates bread of shame. So what the curtain does is reflect the light back up. And it has to reflect it all the way back up to the Keter in order for the structure to be complete of that creation with the 10 sephirot in each of the sephirot. And when that happens, because the binding by striking is strong enough to reflect the direct light back up to Keter, as it gets reflected up, it goes through each of the other sephirot, and it completes their structure, their partsuf. And then, since it's now all unified, having the complete structure in all of the sephirot except for Malchut, that light, that returning light that completed everything, is now able to come back to whoever was the one who did the binding by striking and reversed the light, the direct light, into returning light. Because the person who did that is the Malchut, and he or she has become the cause. And therefore, he earns the light as it flows back down into Malchut.
Okay.
And essentially, because it gets transformed from surrounding light into inner light through this process. And I don't know anybody who ever understands it except for perhaps Rabbi Berg. I'm not even sure his children do understand it. But Rabbi Ashlag does explain it. That's part of the teachings of his book, 10 Luminous Emanations. And that's why the Tikkuni Zohar is so advanced. And why it's considered the deepest study of the Kabbalah. Because it's putting all these thoughts that with these other sages to have explained it over the centuries, we would never have any chance to even discuss it. But I recommend you contemplate, listen to the recordings, and see where we go.
Right. Well, I've also started rereading since I had the book. I just had never touched it because I was doing the handouts. I've started rereading. I'm just on chapter 3, but at least I'm rereading. And I did read the whole handout of the introduction on the 10 Luminous Emanations. And then I got out the handouts that we had covered before. just to see, you know, notations that I put and all. And, you know, so I'm working on it.
Baruch Hashem. The truth is, I am working on it also. I think look to see how many weeks I have. And if we do one section a week, I basically have 12 weeks before I have to do more posting of different sections. And it's very time-consuming to go through and post it. So I hope we don't catch up to me before I get some additional sections. But it has a lot of sections. So, and it's, you know, it's not like going up to 70. It's something like 200 sections. So it's going to be a while. And at any point, if you say we should try and start back again, you know, I'm an amenable to that, because this is something that has to be learned over and over again. So, if there's no other questions, I'm going to say Shalom Gadol to all and remind you that we have three classes tomorrow: Jewish History at 11 o'clock, a Deeper Zohar at 4:30, and Questions and Answers at 7 p.m.
Anna.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.
I'm sorry? Shalom. Shalom Gadol.
Oh.
Thank you for the explanation earlier. I appreciate it, Hanok. It was good.
You're very welcome, Judy.
Yeah, it was very good. It unlocked a lot for me when you explained it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Shalom.
Shalom.